to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Canty Foundation want to help you out. They're a foundation repair company. They repair Boeing foundation walls and foundation settlement and tilting chimneys and sticking doors and windows and tilting and leaning walls, and offer quality products and proven services and professional experience to permanently repair any problem you may have. It's our great friends at Canty. It is a free quote. Get in touch with them. Canty. Canty can fix it.com. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, I promise this is the last time I'll ever ask about it. We joked that you got to walk the green mile this morning with me on this thing because I got to have company in this misery deal. Walk us through the last, I don't know, you've been, to my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, of the hundreds and hundreds of projections, the Carter kid that you eventually changed back to Florida was one. Is this the second one that you missed? Are you 2,222 and 2 on this thing?
Oh, I don't really know the math on it. I know our math is pretty good.
Yeah, right.
but yeah, I thought Josiah James was going to end up at Clemson, and that was, you know, that wasn't really based on like mystical tea reading and, you know, him just suddenly canceling the Duke visit right after Clemson. You know, it wasn't trying to piece it all together. You know, I thought we had pretty strong intel from a number of different folks who had been led to believe that Clemson was going to be the choice, and it wasn't, which isn't the first time that's happened in recruiting, but it was definitely a surprising development for me yesterday, as well as a lot of people who I deal with and I believe to be very close to Josiah James, based on relationships over a long period of time.
Now, and to the point where I think I read right where Chris on the site said that Tennessee media wasn't there, and Tennessee media were calling you guys for video and quotes and things on these lines. Is that how that worked out as well?
It is. We did provide a photograph and audio interview and whatnot for them, for Josiah and his commitment, which is, you know, generally the nice and professional thing to do. I mean, I'm already down there. What else am I going to do? But yes, it was there were Clemson media market members down there. I do not believe there was anyone from Tennessee market, and there certainly wasn't anyone from the Duke market.
Walk me through this deal of how really, and I know you talked about it was basically Clemson and Duke, that Tennessee was, even though I took an official visit there, and even the people I talked to on campus, I sent a text yesterday about another coach saying that, man, he wasn't talking very high about Tennessee on his visit here from another sport and didn't really like it in Knoxville all that much. Walk us through how Tennessee really, we thought was third, ended up being first.
Yeah, I shared a few of the kind of insights in a piece we've got up on the site right now. But what, you know, there are a couple of factors that have been cited, you know, that Tennessee was the very first power conference offer, you know, going back to a game his freshman year, an AAU game that Rick Barnes was attending. You know, and so loyalty, you know, Josiah James has stayed at Porter Gallant High School. He has stayed with the same AAU program, you know, since as long as he's been high profile. You know, so many basketball guys are changing schools, being recruited every year. It's a transient life. They change AAU programs. Loyalty has, you know, meant something to James, and perhaps that factored in. You know, they like to cite player development without really any great detail there. So whatever Tennessee sold them. What I really believe was the biggest component was that I think Rick Barnes did a very good job recruiting Josiah James' mom. And every recruitment has different players, you know, people of influence around it. Basketball tends to have more people of influence around. But, you know, in the end, I think Rick Barnes specifically, you know, I think Clemson did a great job when you piece everything together on how they recruited Josiah James. I think Tennessee did a great job of very specifically honing in on Josiah James' mom and developing that relationship. And I think that played a big hand in the end with James picking Tennessee.
The coach that told me that said that the kid was in, they really like said, but I did have questions about the mom. The mom seemed like a Duke thing. Obviously, they were wrong about that. But putting two and two together now, hadn't thought about that at all. What effect does this have on Christian Brown? I know you said before that because you got him doesn't mean that you – if you'd have got Josiah James, doesn't mean you're getting Christian Brown. But now that you're not getting Josiah James, that means that you're not getting Christian Brown too, or is this still independent?
I think it's independent. You know, I think there needs to be a little time for a trickle-down effect. And I don't know, you know, based on I think the winds have changed, you know, a few times with Christian Brown going through. And I think the biggest factors for Clemson were not tied to Josiah James. Now, does you know, kind of the momentum or you know, negative momentum, whatever, from yesterday change those winds again? I don't know. I do believe Clemson is in good shape with Christian Brown. And at least, you know, coming into this week. And so whether it changes anything, I don't really know, but I do think, you know, based on my information, that I don't consider one tied to the other. And I think the biggest factors with Clemson and Christian were unrelated to Josiah James. So, you know, at my last check, Clemson was still in pretty good shape with Christian Brown.
If they don't get Christian Brown, I asked this question a few weeks ago about the momentum of the program, the facilities of Sweet 16, and you're involved with all these in-state players in this class and the next class. On the other side of it, if you don't get a Brown and you get maybe even shut out in this class in this state, does that say something about the lack of momentum then or the end of the momentum, or does it say anything about the confidence that recruits or coaches or even the staff would have about getting taking advantage of two really good years in the state?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think we tend to overreact both directions on that. You know, I think in the end, okay, well, who does Clemson end up with? You know, as we talk with football recruiting a lot, you know, you can miss on big name guys if the people you bring in still end up being pretty high quality. You know, we mentioned this morning, kind of on our board, another point guard that Clemson is bringing in next weekend. He's a Rivals 150 guy. You know, if Clemson gets him, you know, how do things shake out in the coming years on, you know, how they fill the point guard void when Shelton Mitchell leaves. I think that stuff matters more than image and perception on, you know, whether you got the top in-state guy, five-star guy, those different types of things. Now, obviously, you want the premier talent, you know, and losing Josiah James hurts, just like for them, just like not landing Zion Williamson last year. And I would argue that losing Josiah James hurts more because I think he was a 2 to 3 year trajectory type player, where Zion Williamson would give you one fantastic, entertaining year. So, you know, I think not to minimize losing Josiah James, but I think making any sweeping, generalizations about a direction of a program based on Josiah James going elsewhere, or kind of that sunken feeling that I'm sure Clemson fans have right now. You know, I think that's a little premature.
On the other side of it, and again, I hate to phrase it on a negative standpoint, but in Clemson football, that you always say it matters on who you get, not who you lose. And the reason you say that is because Clemson gets so many good guys, and you know what? You lose a guy, whatever, and then you go get somebody else great. And we see that time and time again. Because of the basketball a little bit different, do we still use that phrase, it really matters on who you get, not who you lose, or is this just a really big deal and a rare case and a really huge missed opportunity?
Oh, I mean, I think there's a middle ground there. I mean, I think that principle applies. But, you know, within that, you're going to have a hard time getting someone of the caliber of Josiah James or, you know, remotely close. And combined with, I mean, point guard is a pretty big need for Clemson going forward. You know, I think they put a lot of eggs in the Josiah James basket. And certainly they can, you know, use opportunity now to kind of sell to targets that they want to fill that spot. But it's hard to go from, a veteran like Shelton Mitchell to a, you know, a newcomer who might not be instant impact, and you've got Clyde Trapp there as well, who can, you know, is kind of, will factor into that equation too. But, you know, Clemson's play over the last couple of years swung in large measure, or a big contributing factor, was point guard play and getting a true distributor player who makes others better in at that spot. That's easier to say than to do. And so finding that and plugging that right in after having something like that ready right after Shelton Mitchell departs, that's a challenge. And I think that to me is where it will hurt Clemson, or could stand to hurt Clemson, is they've got to find answers for how to transition to their next point guard and have somebody ready to avoid considerable drop-off.
What's the time frame on finding that or moving forward? Obviously, they're recruiting other guys. You talked about a top 150 guy coming in. What's the prospects of that? How difficult is that to do? Give us an idea of what this class maybe could look like, maybe even the board. What's the future point guard look like then?
Well, I think Clemson already had wheels in motion, you know, really to bring in a third guard, because depth and volume there are important and a crucial part, you know, for their roster going forward. So the one they're bringing in next weekend, I mean, the wheels were already in motion to bring him in, even if they were going to get Josiah James. So there are another handful of guys that Clemson's involved with, a couple of whom are in the Rivals 100, Rivals 150. So quality players who have other people chasing them. And I think really just now what it comes down to is, you know, does Clemson, how much are, you know, from an Alamir Dawes to a Kyle Sturdivant, you know, a kid out of Georgia, to, you know, Jalen Gaffney, to some of the different guys that they might be involved with, who do they go for next, and are they able to use opportunity to really push them over the line to get those, to get one if not two of those?
Clemson, let me switch gears, and let's talk about something I feel a lot more comfortable about. And by the way, don't stop projecting football, okay? Let's still do that. Are we done projecting basketball, though? Is that what I read yesterday?
I believe that was the verdict, yes.
All right, let me just one more question on that subject. Because Zach was trying to convince me that it's still dirty in basketball, and that's the reason we can't do any more basketball projections, that guys are – shoe companies are still buying, and agents are buying, AAU coaches out there buying – I don't want to be the loser mentality that happened yesterday, but is that part of the reason why it's just so hard to make projections in basketball still? Is it, even though we've had the FBI and all the stuff going on?
Well, I think while those things are damning parts of basketball recruiting, you know, I think the degree to which those impact, you know, or have been influences in a Josiah James or Zion Williamson, they're greatly overstated. You know, I really don't think that's the chief thing there. I do think it is much harder, based on the way recruitments go, for people to truly know. You know, there are so many more instances where multiple schools believe they're getting a guy, and there is true uncertainty toward the end. I think with football, you know, there tends to be, you know, more often than not, the school kind of knows if they're going to get somebody or not. It's a much more clear picture on who the person of influence is, who be recruiting. Basketball, the kids and the people around them tend to handle things in such a different manner. I mean, they've been recruited three times before they're making their college decision anyway. You know, they've been changing high schools every year, recruited by different AAU programs. It can be a much more challenging picture to read. And so I think that's the more pertinent part. Is, you know, there's so many different voices around a basketball kid that and knowing what ultimately is going to be the influencing factor. And I think they're just tougher situations to trust, frankly, because we see so many instances where people being told one thing and then a kid signs somewhere else.
All right. Football, because I got to ask football. We know football. We got football. The storm last week caused some delays and caused some guys postponing visits. And now Clemson goes down to Atlanta this weekend. Tech doesn't recruit the same kind of athletes in many cases, but it is in Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, chance some guys to see some things. Any storylines coming from the football side at this point?
No, I think, really the bigger developments. I think things are just kind of idling along for a few weeks here until Clemson gets into more pertinent ACC games and bring people in. I think there's kind of the waiting and seeing on when does Tyler Davis, the defensive tackle from Apopka, Florida, when does he reschedule his official visit? Is it for next week? Is it for the home game after that? And I think that's really the most pressing thing right now. You've got, Clemson coaches will be out on the road before some of these games. Now, being a road game in Atlanta, you'll have a number who stay with the team. But does that enable, a couple to just kind of drift out and see different high school games or potential, particularly junior targets, 2020s, for games on Friday night? So it's, there isn't a ton in that respect going on right now. It's more of starting to line up guys for visits and trying to position yourself with a couple offensive linemen in particular to be involved with, once you get into October and November and we're starting to get closer to decision time.
Had someone want me to ask you about Derek Hunter, a guy that's been all over the map a little bit and been a Florida State commitment. Don't know if he's how committed he is. After, was it last night? He did decommit last night. Is that an official word now?
The very candid answer there is, he says so many different things and changes direction so much.
Right.
I don't put a whole lot of stock into, the daily movement there.
Right.
If Clemson, if he's on the market and it gives Clemson true serious consideration very late, then that's a name that I would look at. The comings and goings, and I think Clemson was not listed among his top five last night, but they've been anywhere from like top two to back end. It's changed so much that I don't take that one seriously unless you get him on campus a week or so at the very end, we'll say.
All right, tell us about TigerIllustrated.com. Glad to have you back safe. Hey, at least you don't have to get a tattoo like I've got to get. So that's one good thing for you. TigerIllustrated.com, the best in coverage and by far the best through the years in coverage with Clemson Athletics.
Yeah, we've got more on Clemson's basketball recruiting and the direction they go now this morning. Again, like I mentioned, with the home game next weekend, they're going to be enough, and Clemson not bringing in a lot of visitors for the past game. I think now that we're reaching conference play, you'll start seeing the quality of the visitor list go up. So, still things churning here as you move more toward, the basketball signing period coming up in a little more than a month, as well as Clemson getting its ducks in a row to fill its final remaining spots. Here, probably filling most of them before the early signing day.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, the green mile wasn't bad this morning, man. I appreciate you coming on with us. Let's talk about a Clemson home game next week and maybe some a huge potential unofficial visitors coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, sports fans, football season is here, as you know. It's time to get on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football and all your other favorite sporting events. You can take a side, the total, or even play player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did you miss a game for kickoff? Don't sweat it. They have in-game live action on all major sporting events. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use the promo code RADIO when you sign up there to enter their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action. Visit MyBookie.com today. 844-866-2387. 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie to sign up today. And no deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Avoid where prohibited. Short break. We'll come back for more right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like-new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com. That's ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because of
Vehicles right now, 285 brand new vehicles at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty. Hey, here's what I'm telling you about Granger Nissan of Anderson. Inventory, inventory, inventory. Okay, what do you want over there, Zach? What do you want? You want a Titan? Is that what you're looking at? You like Titans?
I need it.
You know, truck, you're a big truck guy?
Yeah.
30 Titans right now. 30 brand new Titans. They have 9 Titan XDs over there. There's 39 different Titans over there right now. In different interiors, different packages. We got close to 40 brand new Titans. Can't beat it. So go by and see. And that's just the new ones. Let me see if we got any used Titans over there. Go by and see our great friends at Granger Nissan of, and yeah, between the new and the used right now, you're talking about. Yeah, exactly 40. 39 new. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers with a huge inventory and great sales staff that's ready to serve you right now. Stop by 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. It's our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Mr. Orr24, how you doing over there?
Doing great.
What did you learn from Paul Strelow? Anything?
I learned he took it a little drive yesterday. Went down and back. was...
I'd rather do that and get a tattoo.
Yeah, sure. He was as surprised as everybody else, I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll move on to bigger and better things.
Here's bigger and better to me.
What do you got?
I want to know, what does the rest of your season look like? What does the rest of your feelings look like based upon the two in-state games this weekend? All right? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
On all four teams.
Okay.
Let's go with the favorites winning first.
Okay.
Let me go South Carolina-Vanderbilt game first.
We're also still looking for suggestions for Nashville and Atlanta, so keep those coming on the text.
Especially Nashville. I don't know.
We haven't got a lot from Nashville.
No. Atlanta, I kind of feel that. I kind of got that. All right. In South Carolina-Vanderbilt game.
Yep.
Right now, Vanderbilt comes in off of the loss to Notre Dame, kind of feeling kind of good about themselves.
What are they, 2.5-point underdog right now?
Yeah, but man, he played Notre Dame toe-to-toe. Quite frankly, you should have beat Notre Dame. Now, Chris Lee was on the show yesterday, and he wasn't feeling all that high about Vandy and about Derek Mason. He always said, hey, they've been on this verge before. Last year, they were 3-0, and then Alabama beat them 59-0.
Did you see the little back and forth between Derek Mason and Brian Kelly in the media yesterday?
No.
Derek Mason got a little chippy with him.
What did I miss? What happened?
It was some comments made by Brian and stuff, and it basically ended with Derek going, if he's got something to say, he can find me. Like,
he already said it. He said it last weekend when they beat him.
Mm-hmm.
They beat him. They spoke before the game.
I'm letting you know.
They shook hands after the game, and Notre Dame won the football game. All right, but here's my point. Vanderbilt win, Vanderbilt loss. If Vanderbilt wins tomorrow, I had a Vanderbilt, Stephen Bright text me, said, man, I think this is the biggest game in the Derek Mason era. They're 2-1 right now. You beat South Carolina, you're 3-1. They're going to beat Tennessee State. They're 4-1. Now, with chances to beat Florida at home, chance to go to Arkansas and win on the road, Missouri on the road, that's doable maybe. Mississippi at home, their defense is terrible. That's doable. Tennessee at home. There's some winnable games in there. You lose if you're Vanderbilt, though. What's that look like?
Things start coming unravel, don't they?
Two-game losing streak. You still got to go to Georgia. You got to go to Kentucky. There's some winnable games on there, but you know what? There's some losable games on there, too. All about the momentum, all about how much confidence you have. Let me touch on South Carolina after we talk about Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's in a unbelievably similar situation. Tech season comes down to this. Paul Johnson's needing that Alamo moment, man. Not a moment because you want to be victorious, but they need that marquee win again. 5-6 last year, 1-2 right now. The only win against Alcorn State. You lost to Pittsburgh and South Florida. At least you come home, but. You know, next week's game is winnable with Bowling Green. You could win a bunch of games there. You could win at Louisville. You could beat Duke at home, maybe, with that offense. You could beat almost any of these teams. But, boy, still got Georgia down the line. Tech season looks completely different after Saturday. Don't know if it's – maybe a close win gives you a little confidence, but all comes down to this. If they win, you're 2-2, you beat Clemson, you're feeling great at home.
Sure. You beat South Carolina.
I'm saying beat Georgia Tech for beating Clemson. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you lose a game, you're 1-3, you got a 3-game losing streak, and now nobody comes to the game, nobody's excited about it, we all give up on the team. Now, you ready? I mean, Clemson season is pretty obvious. The Clemson can lose this weekend and still go to the playoffs. You don't want it to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm much more interested in Georgia Tech's psyche than Clemson's psyche right now. Clemson has the 4 and 5 stars, the better players, the better program. Clemson's really actually maybe even playing for more because of the national scene. Georgia Tech's playing for their lives and their coach and saving him and saving any kind of morale that you could ever have. Is Paul Johnson still going to be there or not? Is he going to hang it up? How demoralized is it going to be? Got all the fans coming to town this weekend, maybe taking over your stadium. All those things are out there. Clemson, it's a huge game. It's really only a big game if you lose. If Clemson beats Georgia Tech, it's not a big game, right? You agree upon that?
Correct. I agree 100%.
If Clemson loses the game, now all of a sudden the Georgia Tech game was a big game.
Then it's gigantic.
Right.
It's huge.
But to be clear, Clemson can lose this weekend and still make the playoffs. I think. some people disagree with it.
I don't believe that a one-loss ACC champion Clemson is a participant in the College Football
Playoff. Total depends on what happens in other conferences.
I just don't see it happening this year.
I don't know. We'll see. But it lead to this. I saved the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina's season, really. I think Vanderbilt's season too, but we don't care about Vanderbilt's nuts as much because they're not in-state here. We have a whole lot of Vanderbilt listeners. Georgia Tech, true, we have a whole lot of Georgia Tech listeners. South Carolina's season swings this week. Let me phrase it to you like this. You beat Vanderbilt, and now you're 2-1. You put the Georgia game behind you. You're 1-1 in the league. Got some momentum. You go to Kentucky next week. You got a chance. That'd be a close game either way. You get Missouri, Texas A&M, and Tennessee, all home games. Get some momentum. Is it possible that between Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, A&M, and Tennessee, and Ole Miss, you go like 5-1?
It's possible, sure.
Right.
Probable.
Let me do FPI just see. Just to make sure I'm right with saying this. See what FBI says about it. Because it just gives you a future look at it a little bit. I'm just thinking that from an emotional standpoint, from a confidence standpoint, from your fan base's confidence in your staff, you can't lose to Vanderbilt.
Can't.
I asked you, could they go 5-1? What you said is probable, just on the FPI odds. Gamecocks, 58% chance of winning at Vanderbilt, 55% chance of winning at Kentucky, 53% chance of winning at Missouri. So according to FBI, Mr. Or 24, they're going to be favored in all three games. Only 41% chance at A&M, 83% chance at home against Tennessee. At Ole Miss right now, 48% chance. You know, that's not too far from being favored in the game. That could be 5-1 during that stretch. Now you are 6-2 going to the last three. Now you beat Chattanooga and that's 7 wins. When a bowl game is 8 or beat Florida, that's 8 or 9. Now you're right to where you started from. Now you hadn't lost any momentum. However, Mr. Or 24, let's think about worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You lose to Vanderbilt. You're 1-2. What's the morale going for you on the road?
Not good.
At Kentucky the next week.
Not good.
You're slipping up there.
Oh, boy. 1-3.
You can beat Missouri at home, maybe.
Sure.
You lose to A&M at home.
Okay, so you're 2-4.
You beat Tennessee.
3-4.
Then you got back-to-back road games with Ole Miss and Florida. Even if you split those, now you're 4-5. You lose to Florida at home, 4-6. I mean, on the road, 4-6. You beat Chattanooga. 5-6, you lose to Clemson. 5-7, if you know, I don't know if you beat your other team that you're gonna face, but now you're talking like hot seat type stuff. This is the biggest game, one of the biggest games of Will Muschamp's coaching career again, or 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those Florida games were pretty big too. You see what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
All right, just massive as far as the emotions, the confidence level, your fan base. You can see a Gamecock fan coming out of a win against Vanderbilt saying, hey, man, we got this thing back on track, right? That'll be a text we get.
Absolutely.
Gamecock John will feel good about it. But, Mr. Or 24, we won't hear from any Gamecock if they lose.
There is one. Ben and Anderson, not our Ben from Anderson, but another Ben and Anderson who's a Gamecock fan who is realistic about their chances. He has texted in after losses before, so that's good.
What's he saying now?
He doesn't think they're good. He is down on the South Carolina Gamecocks for the season so far.
I think it's too early to be down on them. I think there's some things in there that could, you know, fall their way. And again, man, the schedule's very doable.
Don't talk yourself into
this year.
You want to know how I know you're lying?
Huh?
Because you go, the schedule's very doable, and you shake your head no as you're saying it.
No, I'm saying that.
That's subconscious telling you you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't think the schedule's doable?
No.
I think the schedule's very doable.
At the best, they're a 7-5 team.
This is an ain't scared schedule.
At the best.
Ain't scared of Vanderbilt. Ain't scared of Kentucky. Ain't scared of Missouri. Kind of scared of A&M. Ain't scared of Tennessee. Ain't scared of Ole Miss. Really ain't scared of Florida. Ain't scared of Chattanooga. Scared to death of Clemson. But that's an ain't scared schedule.
Okay. Go prove me wrong then.
All right, quickly, we got before break, Austin's in Anderson, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Austin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, what would classify for South Carolina as an impressive win? How much do they have to win by for it to be, would you say, considered to be impressive?
For me, at Vanderbilt this weekend, 1-point wins is impressive. Because I think that's it. That's all you got to do is win the game this weekend.
Gotcha. Couple food suggestions. I've been to Atlanta a ton. My wife and I go there a lot for birthdays or anniversaries and whatnot. Maggiano's, Little Italy. Great Italian place down there. Relatively cheap. It's not as fancy, but it's not. You're not going to break your bank for it. And then I've never been to Nashville. My wife has been to Nashville. And she says Biscuit Love is a great place, for breakfast. And I'm a sucker for a good breakfast spot. So any Carolina fans going there, check out Biscuit Love.
Biscuit Love. And then, give me the Italian place one more time.
Maggiano's.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really good. You'll like it.
All right. I love it, buddy. We're going to be down there for 3 days, so I'm making it all, making all the plans.
Awesome. All right. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate the phone call. Here's my problem when someone gives me, like, Italian food restaurants or to give me Mexican food restaurants. By the time I get home and tell Meredith about it, it's like, she said, well, yeah, the guy called about Italian place. Yeah, what was it? I don't know. Antonio's. Antonellini's. It was Pastelonio's. It was, you know what I'm saying? Zach, whenever I get they have great Mexican food there. It really wasn't any place. You know, it was Los Amigos Hermanos, Los Conchadillos. It was, you know. And then you look at the phone book, or we look at on Welp, they all look the same. Pastellini's, you know, Antonio's, Antonellini's. It's, you know, it's one of those places, right?
Yeah.
Maggio's is what the guy says.
Maggio's.
Which by the time I tell Meredith about it that afternoon, I'll turn it into... Machismo's. So anyway, appreciate the phone call there, though.
Grazie.
Yeah. grazie. Yeah. Paisan, appreciate that. Zero Reds, Greenville. You know, we can't call each other Paisans.
Why?
Because we're not Italian. I think I'm right with saying this. Even though you're my Paisan, we can't do that because that's Italian to another Italian, I think.
I wasn't aware of this custom.
I think I'm right by saying that.
I wasn't aware.
And I can't go to my Italian friend and go, hey, Paisan, how are you? Because I'm not Italian. I think it's got to be Italian to Italian. Could be wrong. Let me tell you about my friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. Get in touch with them. Hey, let them take care of you with this no residue left behind. You know, I got a little one coming, right? It's going to be very important. Safety, carpets, you know, chemicals, that kind of stuff. We have pets. We have the best dog in America right now. And it's important that you don't have this harsh chemicals, harsh soaps, harsh detergents. I don't want the guys, those little fellas rolling around down there in that stuff. No residue, zero res. Empowered or powered water, you're going to love it. ZeroResGreenville.com. The carpets stay fluffier, longer, dry faster. $119, three rooms. Can't wait to have a little fella crawling around. It's going to be safe, I can tell you that. We'll go ZeroRes at ZeroResGreenville.com. 558-7300. Tell me you heard about it here. You get a free hallway with that $119 special. 558-7300, ZeroResGreenville.com. Final segment after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Westside at Hanna. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at The Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that.
Final segment of the show, our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Zach, you're getting married. I got to tell you, man, a great place to have your wedding. If you hadn't done it already, think about Palmetto Dunes. I know the last two times I went to Palmetto Dunes, we were down, that we had weddings on the beach there. That's really cool. And then I know that almost every time I go, there's some sort of bachelor party, some sort of bachelorette party. You see it all the time. Weddings and events is something that they really, really excel at. A beach wedding is something you might have dreamed about. Oceanfront, you know, you got so many venues out there and you got so many, you know, things that you're worried about. Let them do the catering and even if you're maybe a wedding proposal, And we kind of want to do that down there. Think about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Not everybody can afford like Zach Orr to go over to Ireland and get engaged. You can do it right here at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Quickly for our Palmetto Golf Report, Tour Championships starting in Atlanta. They start here today. Very first tee time at 11:40 today. Only 30 players in the field. Kyle Stanley, former Clemson Tiger, 12 noon today. Everybody going off number one. Dustin Johnson, South Carolina native, 150 today. No Kevin Kisner, but Dustin Johnson won.
What time does Big Cat go off
today? Big Cat, Tiger Woods, 12:30 today. So Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Hey, getting engaged, already engaged, thinking about a wedding place. What great place to host your rehearsal dinners and then your weddings and then receptions afterwards. Boy, a great place to do that is Palmetto Dunes. Think about getting an invitation to there, to Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Big Cat, you interested, it seems like, over there.
I'm just curious.
Just kind of checking in. Let me get Matthew, 654 Roar. Matthew checks in. Matthew, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good.
I want to tell you guys about a basketball coaches clinic that's coming to Greenville this weekend.
All right.
I run United Basketball Clinics, and we do clinics all over the country. We just did one in the Hoosier Gym in Indiana where they filmed the movie Hoosiers, which is pretty cool. But this Saturday, the clinic will be at Bob Jones University in the gym. They're the host site. We've got Bobby Cremins coming, Coach Fernando Pinnell from Duke Women's Basketball, Bob Ritchie from Furman, TJ Rosine from Emmanuel College, also works at Point Guard College, and then the Bob Jones coach is speaking. So it's a really great clinic. We've got some national vendors coming in. And anyway, just want to communicate with the coaches in the area that if you want to catch a great coaching clinic, that's probably the cheapest clinic out there, affordable clinic. And also we provide Chick-fil-A for lunch. You know, Saturday's a great time to catch one at Bob Jones.
All right. Is there a place they can call? You want to give a number or anything for people to call for the coaches?
Yeah, my number is area code 423-602-0605. And also our website is unitedbasketballclinics.com. You can register online, unitedbasketballclinics.com, or they can just text me or call me. And, you know, walk-ups are welcome. We have, about 80 coaches pre-registered. It's a pretty good, during SEC football season, have a coaching clinic can be tough. But we've got a great group registered already, and it's all on-the-floor instruction. We're not putting you in a classroom being lectured to in front of a whiteboard. So we have a college team on the floor, so you can ask Bobby Cremins some questions or Coach Ritchie, and it's a great event.
Sounds great. Good luck with everything, Matthew.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Quick Bobby Cremins story for you. Cremins played at South Carolina, right, from the Bronx. I won't do the – or from New York, Brooklyn maybe. I won't do the accent, but – Dan Foster, longtime columnist and writer for the Greenville News, when Cremins was coaching at Georgia Tech here, in the press conference after the game was over, Cremins either had a timeout to use, he didn't use it, or had a foul to get something, and he made a coaching tactical error at the end of the game.
Sure.
And Dan Foster asked him about it, and this is at Clemson now, and Cremins, with a Georgia Tech tie on, blue jacket and gold tie, whatever, said, Dan, you know me. He said, I went to South Carolina. I'm not that smart. He was awesome, man. I used to love Bobby Cremins coming to town. Not like Jim Valvano, though. I love Valvano. Hoss is up next. Hoss, thanks for calling in this morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Hearing you talk about Italian restaurants kind of gave me a throwback topic. I thought Zach and some of the people who haven't listened to you as long as I have would like.
All right.
I remember back when you were in the early days and your commercial transitions were bits of music off of The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I still watch them every once in a while. Yeah.
You know, I've been telling my wife we need to do that. She never watched it. And we've about finished up our blitz on Suits. That's been the series we've been looking at over the last few weeks, so I think I'm going to get her to watch The Sopranos with me.
Has she never seen it before?
But you ought to do a throwback. No, you ought to do a throwback one morning and just play music from The Sopranos at your breaks.
What a great show. Great music, too. Hoss is a good point, man. I appreciate you pointing that out. We might do that soon. Thanks an awful lot, buddy.
Take care.
All right. Single best restaurant I've ever been to is in Boston, and it's in Little Italy in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And open air, and our waiter was, he's from Italy. And spoke a little bit of English, but he was great at it. And in between every course, five course, of course. In between every course, change the tablecloth out, get all new silverware, all new glasses on, and everything's, man, fine. It's great, great food, no doubt about that. And I'm an Italian guy fan. I'm an Italian food fan. Love Italian food.
Sure.
Love the pasta. Love getting it. Someone said on here on that this Maggiano's is nothing but a glorified Olive Garden. You know what? Good. I like Olive Garden. I like all pasta. I'm a pasta guy over here. Paisan.
Olive Garden. Why go to Olive Garden when there's better options out there?
Where?
There's just go to a real Italian place.
Real Italian is Olive Garden.
Don't go to the microwaved Italian food that bring you the
table. I'll be honest with you, buddy. You're going to get mad at this.
Salad and breadsticks? Good times.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you about this.
Mm-hmm.
Little Stouffer's. Lasagna, a little microwave, whatever tastes good to me.
We're going to end the show today.
What? No, pal, no.
It's like people suggesting that you get pizza in Atlanta because you haven't had real pizza until you had it down in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, that's just not true.
So, I see where this is going.
That's just not.
Oh, I see where this is going. This is the, we're from up north. We really have all the authentic foods. You don't have any of that here.
What was the best Italian restaurant you've ever had? The best Italian food ever? Above the Mason-Dixon. Right?
No, it was Olive Garden over there.
Wasn't it?
it was a Stouffer's lasagna. I had the three-meat lasagna.
Northeast. There's great food down here. Unbelievable food down here.
Just not
that
Italian
soul food,
food,
I'm sure it's unbelievable, that place that they talked about before.
Gladys Knight.
But it's not the Italian food. The Italian food's better in the North. That's just the facts of the matter.
Really?
Just the facts, man.
Because no Italian ever come down south and made a restaurant.
I'm sure they did. But they did it because they couldn't make it in the North.
Too much competition up there or something?
Just the facts.
Oh, come on, man.
Just the facts.
You're arrogant about some things
it's
in the North.
It's not the arrogance. It's just the truth of the matter. We don't make great biscuits and barbecue up there.
You don't?
No.
I went to Syracuse, went to Dino's barbecue.
Overrated.
Dinosaurs.
Overrated.
Dinosaurs.
Dino. Dinosaur? Dinosaur barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
No,
it wasn't overrated. It was good.
No smoking pig.
No, it wasn't smoking pig.
Exactly. You guys do better things down here than we do up there. One of the things
we
do
drive better,
there,
we talk better.
Okay.
Play That's better football.
Abysmal drivers down here. Abysmal. There's a endless assault on the English language down here, and we make better Italian food.
You guys, You've got that.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands at Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate. I call him at 1023001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. I forgive Zach. As my wife asked me yesterday, how come you're not in Zach's wedding? We're not that close. we're pseudo close. We're on the air close. We're not in each other's weddings close.
You're invited to the wedding. That's more than I can say for your wedding.
Well, no, pal.
If we're going to be honest.
You weren't on the air with me then.
I absolutely was.
I don't think you were.
I wasn't.
See?
I wasn't.
So see? You would have.
I doubt it.
If we renew our vows, you'll be there. I don't get the whole renewing of things, but if we ever renewed those.
So when you renew them, because she's going to want to?
Oh, yeah, now. No. You'll be there for that. At least I'm invited. You know what? Save me a tux rental, because you knew. And you're doing it in the summer. You're not doing it in the
No, we're doing football it in the season. Stupid summer where it's nice and hot for everybody, because we can't do it in the comfortable temperatures of the fall.
What do you got, Italian food at this place? At this wedding?
I don't know what we're going to have. I'm just there
I'll forgive
go,
you, buddy. Uh-huh.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, I'll forgive you.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. Don't forget to drop off your gifts over in the corner. Oh, can't make it. Well, here's where we're registered.
There it is.
I think registering is like so, like you're assuming.
It's weird. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Like, we got to do the registry. I was like, we're just asking for expensive things. I don't like it.
Along the lines of being unassuming, My 2-minute drill. Skip the music. What do you have for me?
A little NFL action tonight. We're going to talk some football finally. Browns, Jets tonight. The Cleveland Browns, Mickey, are a 3-point favorite this evening. 8:20 NFL Network.
You said football, but it's Jets and Browns. Is that really football?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out tonight. A 3-point favorite Cleveland Browns at home.
I tell you, man, I miss college football on a Thursday night because tonight I got Tulsa and Temple on ESPN on Thursday night. What happened, man? What happened? How come I can't get good college football on Thursday night anymore? You know, I'd look forward to seeing a little Ohio State and Indiana or something. I don't know. Give me some real football.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I got this stinking NFL thing up there. I got to watch the Jets and the Browns tonight.
Stinking NFL.
Stinking NFL.
You can watch Tulsa and Temple tonight, 7:30.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not watching that.
You could.
No.
You're not going to watch any sports tonight.
I'm being Greenville tonight. Got to go out over there. My Eric Newton.com for all of your real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Guy who can help you with anything you need. Full service real estate company here in Clemson, South Carolina. This guy will take care of you. It's EricNewton.com. You talked about being unassuming. I'm watching the ESPN broadcast last night of the Yankees and Red Sox game, and Buster Olney is on it. And they show Paul O'Neill. You talked about him earlier in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly talking about the Cincinnati Reds days, a little bit of the Yankees days in there. And Buster Olney had a great quote. He said, you know, it might have been their other baseball writer. He said, you know, Paul O'Neill was the worst interview ever when asked about Paul O'Neill. When asked about any of his teammates or any other baseball topic, he was the best ever. You know what? I got a son coming, man. I think that's a pretty good little lesson right there.
I think it's a great lesson. Yep.
Talk a lot more about somebody else than yourself. I like that.
Great leader.